This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Ukraine warns it's fighting two wars, one against Russia, another against corruption at home. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Will Bain. Thanks for being back with us. The US government now has auditors in the country to ensure no aid or weapons are diverted or payments affected by what President Zelensky fears was significant amounts of corruption. Just last week, he was forced to fire a number of officials over corruption allegations, including the country's defense minister. Tackling corruption was one of Mr. Zelensky's key election promises when he came to power before the war, as the BBC's James Waterhouse in Kyiv explains.
My election has proved that citizens are tired of experienced politicians who over the past 28 years created a country of opportunities. Opportunities to steal, bribe and loot.
He's overseen around a dozen resignations or sackings across national and regional governments. The timing is bad and the allegations are serious. They include a deputy minister accepting a bribe of hundreds of thousands of pounds, a department paying inflated prices, as well as a company belonging to a senior official's personal trainer receiving millions of pounds since the full-scale invasion. Plus, a story about President Zelensky's deputy head of office. Kirill Tymoshenko quit 2 months after reports he'd moved his family to the mansion of a well-known property developer and spent a few months driving an expensive new Porsche. How these stories came out is largely down to one person.
5 flights of stairs later, and we're at the offices of a new site called Ukrainska Pravda. It means Ukrainian truth. And we're going to meet a investigative journalist called Mikhailo Tkach.
If the source of the money is unclear, they register things, such as cars or mansions, to those close to them. But I think every step an official takes should be clear to all. The president's latest decision also shows that such responsibility is recognized at the highest level. We are talking about the country's future. It is very important.
A walk through Irpin reminds you of just how much this war has taken from people. Here, a burnt-out shell of what once was a residential block sits next to 2 cars in the car park, riddled with rusty bullet holes from Russia's advance last spring. Where there is fighting in some parts of Ukraine, there are signs of recovery in others. People are focusing on their immediate problems. So when there are claims of corruption once again at the heart of Ukrainian politics, what effect does that have?
In the small town of Vorsel, near Kyiv, there's a window in between power cuts. Despite this, Ivana is less than impressed. As her husband stirs dough in the back room of her bakery, her corruption fatigue is hard to hide.
I don't like it. It would be better if this money went for something good for Ukraine rather than to someone's pocket. Probably we need to replace all those who are there for many years. They got used to that.
Yaroslav Yurchishin is an MP and deputy head of Ukraine's anti-corruption parliamentary committee, one of several reforms created by Kyiv in recent years.
We have 2 wars. First of all, it's against Russia. But we have our war, internal war, for future of Ukraine. And we're fighting with corruption, illness, which are not will be exist in the future Ukraine. And 2, we're fighting it with your help.
It's here on Kyiv's Independent Square 9 years ago that there was a popular revolution. People protested against the lack of democracy they lived under. In 2023, Ukraine is fighting a similar battle, but in a different way, against a backdrop of Russia's continued invasion of Ukraine.
The BBC's James Waterhouse reporting there. Well, let's do the numbers now. Chinese markets have returned from the Lunar New Year break with a bit of a whimper, to be honest. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong down sharply over 2.5%. Similarly weak start in Europe too. Shares in London, Paris, Frankfurt all down right now between 0.1% and 0.6%. India's Adani business empire has been in the grips of a stock market rout in recent days, with $72 billion so far wiped off the share price of the group run by Asia's richest man, Gautam Adani. The Adani Group was accused of false accounting and stock market manipulation by the US investment firm Hindenburg last week, allegations Adani furiously denies. In fact, in a 400-plus page rebuttal today, Adani described the allegations as an attack on India, as the BBC's Arunadeh Mukherjee in Delhi explains.
This is making headlines across India for the last 1 week, and it has gone beyond the business circles. It has now received a lot of response from the political circles as well, with many in India's political opposition demanding a thorough probe after these allegations came out. In fact, for long, many in India's political opposition have accused Mr. Gautam Adani of benefiting and growing his business simply because of his proximity to Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Arunadeh Mukherjee there. Now, you've probably heard of hunting for a needle in a haystack. How about something the size of a penny in a desert that stretches almost as far as New York to Tallahassee? Well, that's the task for officials in Australia hunting for a dangerously radioactive capsule lost by the mining giant Rio Tinto. The BBC's Katie Silver has that one.
It's quite unbelievable. So earlier this month, basically a capsule that contained radioactive material left their mine in Western Australia en route to Perth, and we've heard that it fell off a truck. So it made this journey about 2 weeks before it was actually reported, and the casing contained a small quantity of this radioactive material, caesium-137, that could cause serious illness if touched. Now, to give you an idea of the distance that this casing could be in where they're going to have to search, it basically left the town of Newman to the city of Perth. This is a distance of about 870 miles, or to put it in the context of Europe, it's like driving from London to Austria. Now, the firm has blamed a contractor. They say that they are working with them to try and understand what went wrong, and they're calling it very concerning. But to give you an idea about what this could mean, it's basically the equivalent of receiving 10 x-rays in an hour, or the typical exposure of radiation that one has in a year, and it can leave people with serious damage, including skin burns or acute radiation sickness if they have this capsule in their hands, for example, for a long time.
And important to point out, obviously, it's used in the mining process, so perfectly legitimate under the regulations that Rio Tinto have been working on. But what are the Australian government and authorities, Katie, been saying as well? Because there's been a raft of warnings, haven't there, for people?
That's right. So they've issued a radiation alert across parts of Western Australia, and there's been now a big search to try and find this casing. It's tiny. It's less than a centimetre in size, about 6 millimetres by 8 millimetres. So a tiny thing across a huge area to try and search for it. And to give you an idea as well, the state's desert there is remote. It's one of the least populated places in the country. And officials there say that they're concerned that someone could pick up this capsule and not know what it is.
Quite literally hunting for almost a needle in a haystack. The BBC's Katie Silver, thanks very much for bringing us up to date on that.
Thanks, Will.
Not exactly the type of treasure you hope to find on a treasure hunt, I guess. I'm Will Bain with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks so much for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.